That's some applause for us, apparently, rejoining Mario Perez and teacher for Class War right here on the Indie News Wire on Free Radio Santa Cruz.
So what do I have to... You were saying that, telling me, Daniel, that I didn't translate it into what? Is English or Spanish?
In English. There's two things that are going to be at Pride on Sunday that we talked about were
the healing circle. Okay.
Yeah, new things or that are important and special that are going to make Watsonville Pride different.
Watsonville Pride is different in the sense that for the first time I have never seen this two elements provided in the other prides. And one of them is that we're going to have, we want this event to be a family-oriented event. So we're going to have a space for what we're calling the PFLAG is organizing and putting together PFLAG in Espanol. They're putting together what we call the family zone. The family zone is going to have a place. We have a jumping house for kids to be there with their parents. And it's kind of like, and we put that for the parents to be they're facing the stage, but far enough for other folks to be over there, but close enough for the parents to be able to see the show, in experience the show, but being taking care of their children over there. They having painting faces and they're going to have arts, coloring books, and we're planning and hoping that we will have books for children to oriented, and they're going to be oriented to start creating awareness with the children about the diversity. They have arcoiris, you know, what do you call arcoiris? Rainbows to color and paint, and I don't know if they have mamas together and daddies together. I have no idea, but they're doing the stuff. They're doing their stuff. And next to it, there's going to be Strange with the youth place, the safe place for youth to be there. And so next to it, but a little bit independent for the teenagers and young people to be together and hanging around and feeling safe for themselves, you know, creating a safe is a sense of safety for themselves. And a little bit farther is going to be the second element that I haven't seen in other prizes, the spiritual side. We're going to have an altar where and we call in this the memorial side for people to go and reflect and actually put a flower or I don't know whatever mementos. A lesbian priest, Catholic priest is leading it, but there is going to be the pastor Robin, and I don't remember her last name, from the Methodist Church of Watsonville, and the pastor Susan Birkelo is going to be there too, from the Lutheran Church of Watsonville. And I don't know who else is going to. La Selva Beach Church is coming to march, and probably will ask them if they want to join that part of it. And so they're going to be providing some sense of a relief, and if they wanted, you know, a spiritual support to those who want to touch bases with that, because these kind of events bring up a lot of issues, a lot of emotions for people. In fact, I'm sorry, I know of people that don't come to the prides because they're very emotional, and sometimes it touches some really deep wound in people's hearts. And so we want to provide that. And those two touches are my initiative, really. I didn't have to discuss it with them, but when I proposed them, they were like, okay. They were not thinking, young people, you know, they were not thinking about that. But that's a challenge, for instance. That's a challenge that we haven't, as a society, haven't been able to put together all these different, how do we bridge? No, how do we do the bridging cultures, hearts, and thoughts? How do we bridge the struggles? Because we need to create a way to bring all the struggles, all of our struggles together, as a worker, as a woman, as a man, as a gay man, as a gay lesbian, as a lesbian woman, as a bisexual person, as a transgender person. How do we do that? As a family member of all of those categories. How do we bring those together? And what struggles unify us? And what struggles can we be allies to each other or be in support of together? So that's the challenge that we all have as a society. Is pride is a strategy. Somos is a strategy. It's not the goal. It's not the meta. We hopefully one day we will say Somos doesn't need to exist. The diversity center doesn't need to exist. The domestic violence center doesn't need to exist, because we all are in different places where we actually respect one another, love one another, care for one another. That's the point. The point that I want to make. I want to take the opportunity, because I don't want to miss the opportunity, to say thank you. Thank you to all our supporters. Thank you both for having me here and opening the space for us. Thank you for all the other media members who have supported us through the community TV, for instance, KCSE, KUSP, and I don't even know how other radios we have gone to. And the newspaper have been very... We have been very lucky that when they saw that this was actually happening, which, by the way, we were planning it from January. And you have asked me, what are the challenges? Well, that was a challenge. And the challenge was the response that we got, that there was too many. The first meeting, we had 40 people from the community. Wow. And we didn't expect it. We were in shock. We, the organizers, were in shock. We were expecting 10 people, maybe. Our friends were going to come, right? Well, when we 40 people, now what do we do with this 40 people? And some of those 40 people we were in antagonic with in some other struggles, or we have had our own differences, disagreements, better said. And we're still in that struggle. We're still trying to come to an agreement, you know. And we haven't discussed, we came to the table. Watsonville Pride has brought us together in the same table, because Watsonville Pride is not threatening. It's an issue that is not threatened. It's a strategy that doesn't threaten anybody yet anymore. I mean, doesn't threaten much but the status quo, right? So, which means that we got to thank the prior movements that have made possible for us to be here 20-something years later from, or 30-something years later from Wollstone. Or 40, I don't know how many years, 60, 50, 50 years after, you know, in the from Laramie case, are you familiar with that? Mm-hmm. The Laramie case, which was somebody who was beat up to the point of dying and left to die because he was gay. So since all the Laramie project, mm-hmm. So that people know it more like that. So all of those things have led us to where we are right now. And usually takes my observation, and I hate to say that my teacher in anthropology was right, that it takes about 25 years for an idea to be transferred to another group or to the new generation. You know, it takes a generation for an idea to seek in the awareness and consciousness of people. So that has happened right here. It's a phenomenon that has happened. It's the diversity center in Watsonville, Santa Cruz, has pushed the status quo of the society in Santa Cruz County enough for us Latinos come forward and be less for people to be less defensive. You know, there's people that think that the white people are the ones perverting us, and we're learning from these perverts, right? That's a stigma. That's the myth. That's not true. But people think that way. It's because you got together with that girl that is white. That's why you became a lesbian. That guy is not a good influence on you. You became gay or whatever. And so, in the same way, oppression doesn't forgive. It affects us all of us, and it affects you regardless of your color or your background or whatever. So anyway, so I just wanted to say, to establish and be clear that the movements don't happen overnight. Number one, don't happen in a vacuum, and one person is not responsible for that. For it, many people are responsible for. And that's why I want to thank Elizabeth Tapia, Gina Lizondo, Monica Enriquez, who were the founders of Somos LGBT. With the four of us together, got together with other people. I want to thank Karen Fernandez. I want to thank Luz Elena Salcedo, my friends from San Lorenzo, San Leandro, who opened their house for us to have our retreat on August 25th, 2007, and found Somos. And then from there, we start moving along. I want to thank my friend Lupe Mendoza, who has helped me with insights. I want to thank my friend Marcia Rincon Gallardo, who are allies. They're not part of the LGBT movement. And I want to thank Cruz Gomez. I want to thank a lot of people. Shirley Lopez, she's a lesbian. I want to thank Carmen Berto, who's a lesbian as well. Mi cuñada. And I want to thank all of those people. I want to thank my mother. And I want to thank for that matter. But I want to thank people who make Watsonville Pride possible right here and now. The city of Watsonville... before the city of Watsonville, the National Coalition Building Institute helped us. Thanks because of Karen Delaney, who suggested to go and talk to them. So thanks to Karen Delaney especially. And then thanks to the first one who believed that it was going to happen was the city of Watsonville, surprisingly. Marcela Cervantes, a Chilean Latina woman, who saw that this was going to happen, met Olga and met other people. And when I told Olga, go and look and check who Marcela, go and meet Marcela Cervantes, and they met and so forth and so on. Olga was impressed her so much that she decided to move forward and support us. She is the deputy, I think, I don't know if her title, I don't know exactly her title, but she's a deputy engineer planning or something about there. And she opened the doors for us at the city level, and the city level gave us the first $1,000 towards the Watsonville Pride in services. Not money, but in services. The police is going to be paid off by them. The services for maintenance people and stuff like that is going to, for the park, the plaza is going to pay off from there. I want to thank Francisco Rodriguez. Francisco Rodriguez, the guy that actually donated La Plaza to all of us, because we're going to do that in honor of, Francisco Rodriguez, I don't know who that is, but Francisco Rodriguez was the owner of that land, and then we're using the plaza as well. And I want to thank the next people that gave us some money was the Inner Light Ministries Church in Soquel. They were very gracious. Deborah Johnson was very, very open heart to our idea, and she was able to work things out inside and immediately offered me $500, but said, let me work a little bit more for you. And in three days, she said, we're going to give you $1,000. So I'm so thrilled with that. I'm going to thank, then the Diversity Center came along with $1,000 more. They're going to be present over there. And we're going to have a lot of agencies coming to support us in this process. So thank you to all of you for all your support. It's amazing. We are not on the red. We are not on the red. And we probably will come up with a little bit more money, extra money. We have been able to pay it all or get donations for it. So thank you to Leo Taquerias too. And thank you to me
thank you for me,
and thank you to you. Anyway, in translation, I just want, estoy haciendo muchas gracias a todo mundo, gracias a la ciudad de Watsonville, gracias a las iglesias que nos van a venir a ayudar, gracias a la ciudad, ya dije, la ciudad de Watsonville que nos dio $1,000, a la iglesia que de inspiración interna o en iluminación interior que nos dio $1,000 para hacer esto posible, a Deborah Johnson, a Karen Delaney, a Elizabeth Tapia, Gina Lizondo, Mónica Enríquez, por empezar esto con nosotros Somos, a Karen Fernández, a Luz Elena Salcido, que son mis amigas que nos ayudaron a crear Somos hace un año. Y si se dan cuenta, estamos celebrando un año de la fundación de Somos precisamente con Watsonville Pride. Y es por eso que lo hicimos así. Watsonville Pride, cada Pride de Watsonville va a ser la celebración de la fundación de Somos, con la intención de mantener eso en mente. También Quiero agradecer a PJ Warner por su trabajo tremendo como fundraising chair, a Olivia Pelayo, que es aceptó la invitación, de que es heterosexual, es una aliada y tiene 26 años y aceptó el reto que representa ser parte de la primera mesa directiva. Así que muchísimas gracias a todos ustedes por estar aquí este día. Muchísimas gracias, Daniel. Muchísimas gracias, Ariel, por habernos permitido el espacio de compartir nuestra historia.
Es así que defendemos ese espacio.
Muchísimas gracias.